middle of Perek Dalet, and he spoke about the Tariag Mitzvahs being the foundations of the Mitzvahs. He spoke about one is Keneged Ramach, one is Keneged Shasa, and the difference, one of them is Shleimus Tzuras Adam, and one of them is to keep away from something destructive and so on. That's what he said till now. V'tamik Yosef bin Yazeh, v'teda v'tam. He says there's a deeper nekuda to go into over here. He says why it is, in other words, he's going to be explaining why the Chama is the one that's the Shasa, that's Keneged the Losa says, and why the Devarim are Keneged the Mitzvah Sase. So it's spoken that the these are two kings in the Bria. There's a sun, which is the king of nature, and there's man, which is the king of the things that are above, beyond nature, and so on. So it's called in charge of the day, which means it runs the world. Adam is also the moshel of the physical world. So Adam has in himself a tzad malchus on the world, the physical world, which it says v'yerdu b'digas hayom, and so on. We see it also in nature. Simply, Adam is the one that rules over everything.
So one of them is the sun, which is Gashmis.
The second one is not really physical. Because a person is not totally a physical entity, there's a lot more to him. First of all, he has an neshamah himself, which is part and parcel of something beyond. That's one. V'heim mitzad shenema boy ki betzelum kimasas Adam. The fact that Adam has something that's called tzelum elokim ki yesh betzurasa in yaloikai l'mishadei brazei chachma. So he explains the follows. There are two aspects of Adam that would tie him to a world that's ruchni. One is Adam has an neshama in himself, which is the most non-physical entity in this world. The second one, I think he means as follows. He speaks about Tzelem Elokim. The fact that Chachameinu used the tzura of Adam as the perfect mashal to describe ruchnistic worlds. In other words, Kabbalah is built on using Adam as the model for things that are beyond the world. And you see it in a lot of areas. First of all, the fact that the person has the upright posture, which is really, really, physically, it's not a very helpful. Every animal goes on four. Apes, they have a little bit of a different surah, but they swing from trees, they do other things, but walking upright consistently is it's great for podiatrists, it's terrible for people. It's not natural, it's very unstable to walk on two, and yet Adam does it, because Adam has that koima. Adam has an extraordinary expressive face, and many aspects but of Adam are keneged. The way he uses his hands, fingers, everything is as a zel umaseh of Elyonim. And b'meila, the fact that Adam is mizdavik panim al panim, there are many areas, and that is even on the physical tzura of Adam. There's a stamp of a reflection of something beyond Adam, and he calls it Tzelem Elokim. I think that's what he's referring to. He says, "Kiyesh b'tzurasa yaloikai." I'm pretty sure he's referring to that.
And that's why it's not the pshat that Kabbalah uses Tzuris Adam as a mashal, because it's just the convenient thing to use. It's Adam was given in a way where since he's patterned in a certain way to reflect certain inyanim, he appropriately is the mashal. So Adam has in himself also a malchus on the world. It's not as powerful as the malchus of the sun, because if the sun is in a bad mood and there's no rain or too much rain or whatever it is, Adam's memshala doesn't help. But once you get past that point, Adam has memshala. So he has in himself incorporated a physical memshala, and also and he has another aspect of himself that's not Gashmi. So however, whatever you'll describe in Adam as meaning the Tzelem Lakim, whether it's Karach Bechira, whether it's Karach of Seichel, whether it's Aras Panim, whatever it is, the Neshama, it means Adam has both. Behine, Hashemesh v'Adam ayoyse olyan v'olam hazeh. These two are the top of the hierarchy. Ka'olam hazeh yesh b'chayme b'tzura nivdelas. Because this world consists of both. V'chayme yisal ha'shemesh, heshachayme zach, ma'asat tzura nivdelas adam. V'lkach elashan ha'shem melochim, mitzad shem elyoynim yinitzur v'olam hazeh. These both of them are the top of the hierarchy. V'adam nechshav tzura l'nitzurim kulam, afal ha'shemesh. The Adam is considered the Tzura of all Nimtzoyim, even of the sun. V'yadua k'achetu mitzad ha'chayim alo mitzad ha'tzura. And Averis really come in through the effect of the Chomer. The person's weakness, his Achilles heel, so to speak, is from Chomer. U'lefikoch mitzis lo yisaseh, shelo yasechet, u'kneg mo yisachamah, she'en bo yitzia min ha'seida. Av ki gashmish. So he says, therefore, if we want to reinforce the inyan of loisaseh, so adrabba, the shemesh itself, when we're talking about not doing wrong, the sun's, meaning the sum total of nature's inflexibility, the lack of variance in nature, the laws of nature stay always consistent, and all the entities affect nature stay consistent. So that means that tachlis, all the inyanim in this world don't leave the seder, and that's like it says, you know, that shemayim and aretz, both of them don't have bechira, and they're not mishane from their avoda. So we wanna anchor losa says, it's most appropriately is anchored in the shemesh. So mitzvahs lo saseh, in a certain sense, speak to chomer as well. The reason being simply because since the chomer is, it's on the one hand, it's where a person tends to sin. On the other hand, Chomer has in itself the property that it doesn't ever change. So when we're trying to seat a mitzvah losas in a person, we'll do it with the Chomer. So mitzvah losas address the Chomer primarily. And b'meila, there would not be a difference between nashim and anashim and that. Ma'ase'ein kein mitzvahs essay, which serve to reinforce the higher tzura, there is makom feish to be pater. V'loy lo chasafik, ki mitzvah esachan she'esab misyach se mitzvah yimel lachan feish ma'ashehu. V'chein ma'aseh misper So he says, so both these numbers, when we say that one is keneged
the Shemesh, it has Shasah. We didn't just pluck out, we found two wonderful numbers, we found two numbers, let's pin it on the sun and Adam. It actually goes to the heart. If you to look at what is, the mohus of Adam, you will find Ramach to be appropriate. If you look into the mohus of the Shemesh, then Shasah is appropriate. I want to add a point over here. Something about the difference in the two in terms of how do you divide up the different pieces. There's a tremendous amkus in understanding this nekuda as well. The sun consists of units that are sequential. Day one, day two, day three, day four, and Shasah units make up the sun's metzias. These Shasah units are sequential, which means that one exists without the other. A, B. Each day is really, in a sense, identical to the other day, and it's only all the pieces when you've done 365 that you've circled around, but the days Mitzar Atzma are the same, except the effect it has is different, and so on. That is, so in the world of Teva, you have units, but those units are in sequence, and one really exists without the other. And Sunday is Sunday, even if there be no Monday, no Tuesday in the world, Sunday will still be a Sunday, and vice versa. The in Evari Adam, Evari Adam don't work in sequence. They don't work, first this, then this, then that. It's all got to be simultaneous. And all the Evarim have to exist at the same time. Each one is profoundly different than the other one. And the sum total is an entity other than any of the parts. They always have these scientific things about, that if they were to sell us for spare for the chemicals in us, I don't know, it's $4.08 or whatever it is. It's some absurdly small amount. If you just want to reduce ourselves to chemicals and so on. Even without chemicals, each piece, a cow that's made into meat is a very, very finite quantity. It's not a cow. And it's pieces of meat, and it has X amount of protein and X amount of fat, and that's it. When it's an animal, it's a whole new entity. This is one of the very, very strong and sharp distinctions between the world of Ruchni and the world of Gashmi. The world of Ruchnius consists of separate elements. The world of Gashmius consists of separate elements. And they go together. But there's a huge difference. In the world of Gashmius, things are quantified. In other words, X amount of rain is good. More rain might be better. So one gallon of water will water X amount of crops. 2 gallons will water twice as much. It's really, really, and they're fairly identical, and they just shift around. One ear of a corn is like another ear of corn, small minor difference, so on and so forth. Adam is not like that at all. Adam is different parts that in the world of Ruchnius, let's take Adam in the world of Ruchnius. In the world of Ruchnius, if a person is keeping some part of the Torah and blatantly not, so it's one thing when we tell a person do as much as you can, if a person tries as Yitzhahara, if the person be'etzem identifies with the entire Torah, but he has trouble and things, Yitzhahara's, so at least his surah is a sort of entire Torah. But if a ger is misgaya to keep all the mitzvahs except for one, he's not a ger.
because it's not a question of quantity. There was an old man, I was once in Phoenix many years ago, and there was an old man about Kriya, he was a man in his 90s, a little Shahid, who used to lane, and then they finally realized that he lives very far from the shul, and he must be driving to the shul or taking a bus. He had used to walk, but at some point they realized something old, and they confronted him. So his first taina was, he pointed at the three people confronting him, and he says, you know, I've kept Shabbos more years in my life than the three of you together are old. Like, they were all in their 20s, and he had kept Shabbos till he was 80, but it just couldn't make it now. So that was one taina. And the second taina was that he keeps 20 other mitzvahs, doesn't account for something. Yes, it would be true if it's money. So if, let's say, somebody needs $1,000, and I gave him $500, so I gave him a part of what he needs, and it's not nothing. But when you're drawing a tzura, a picture of something, if it's missing one piece or the other piece, it's just missing. It's not a picture. You know, Mona Lisa take off a little part of a face. Lost the call again. We're trying now to get the call back again.